Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and conveniently the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Broadcasting live from the future from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the Slave Island Chain Nation. There's a chain in there, to be sure. My very special guest today is an MC who, much like the best patriots and truthers out there, totally self-motivated, self-contained, gets all his stuff done on his own, and collaborates with many, many others. His name is Genocide from genociderap.wordpress.com. I'd like to welcome him now to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Genocide, welcome, mate.
Yes, yes. What's up, Vinnie? Thank you for having me again. Shout out to everybody listening, and a big hello to the SIS for tuning in as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even when we're having the private conversations, you know, when you tell me personal things about you and I tell you personal things about me, we're like, you know, you won't tell anybody about this thing. We're like, no, it's just you, me, and the intelligence agencies listening. It's all good.
Well, exactly, man. With the new bills they're trying to pass, man, I think they're definitely keeping tabs on a lot of people.
Yeah, in the parlance of our times, we sort of have this kind of cacophony of simultaneous crisis. Everything seems like we're all going to die, but conveniently, the solution to all this terrible stuff is kind of the same for everybody. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say. Yeah. My take is that our country is basically being taken over quite ruthlessly, quickly, but for some reason it seems to be accelerating right at this particular moment. And in your opinion, why do you think the acceleration is now rather than later or before?
Well, I think the whole world is pretty much at that point, man. I mean, you look at the Middle East, to me, that's like a total takeover happening over there. And it's a worldwide thing, and I think that's why it's happening in New Zealand too. I would say that the tactics that they're using to actually implement a lot of these things is quite scary, and there's a lot of psychological operations happening, man, because it's funny, like for example, with the SIS bill, you know, they're trying to implement it. There's, you know, a couple of people complaining about it and stuff. But then they kick in their psyops, like when they were putting in the SIS bill, for example, a couple of days later, they're saying there's extremists living up in Auckland. And so, you know, they're trying to sucker the population to actually accept what they want to implement. But yeah, man, as for why it's happening now, why they're doing it, I think, we're just at that point. They're fully rolling out their agenda. Yeah, man.
Well, you know, it's been coming along the production line for quite some time, and I think they're a little underprepared, though. You know, like they...
What sense?
Well, in the sense that they now have a global awakening happening at a rate they hadn't foreseen, and it's thrown all their long-laid plans into total disarray, and that's why I believe that they're scrambling and hustling right now with all this draconian legislation under urgency, like it's just bam, 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 bam. All of a sudden, every single right that every citizen has just been wiped away inside of a fortnight. You know, it's like, freaking heck, are you crazy?
Oh, exactly.
But they're just passing the legislation. They're not actually going to start ultimately violating everybody's rights right away. I mean, Nazi Germany never had laws like this. They just did it.
Exactly, man. And that's why, you know, in this day and age, it's a lot different. They actually have to manipulate the people to accept it. And that's why there's such a big, you know, psyop happening. And it's, and yeah, I mean, a lot of people are awake. Definitely worldwide massive awakening happening. And even in New Zealand, man, I think, you know, a lot of people are, you know, sort of picking up the newspaper and thinking, oh, well, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm going to look into that. And which is good, you know, it's good that it's happening like that. I think you just have to look at the, you know, with the killing of Osama, you know, there's so many people out there now. They just don't believe what they're being told, you know. It's like you're watching a movie on TV. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it reminds me of that that scene from V for Vendetta where they broadcast that the terrorist is dead. And everybody around is like, can you believe this Shiite Muslim? It doesn't make any sense, does it? Oh, it's all bollocks. You know, and it's... That's actually a fair representation, I think. That's a futuristic film, but I believe it's actually a fair representation of current public sentiment towards the media and to politicians in general. They've become so disenfranchised, so such is their disbelief, that the government could come out and say water is necessary for life, and nobody believe them.
Water with fluoride is very necessary for life.
for the life of usurpers and manipulators, for sure.
Yeah,
well,
man.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, with fluoride, I don't think it actually does all that much, but the fact that it does anything at all is a good enough reason to get it the F out of the water. Well, if there's any doubt, get it out. That's the baseline principle. You know, Dr. Paul Connor, he said that even a small reduction in IQ, which fluoride has been proven to make, there have been claims of up to 20 points of IQ, and Paul Connor's more conservative. He says there's only maybe a few points of IQ. But that one drop in IQ means that you basically half the amount of geniuses that are born. And in my opinion, double the amount of morons.
Well, I mean, you know, more than likely, you know, yeah, it's already, yeah, it's proven that, you know, fluoride does somehow, you know, help your teeth. But, I mean, how much of it are you putting in your body? I mean, how many cups of water are you drinking and then it's also in your toothpaste and, you know, God knows what else? And,
you're injecting it into the food now.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, I mean, it's, and how much of it are you actually intaking? It's quite scary, man.
Well, at one part per million, the ability of the body to process it without being damaged, you will have more than your daily dose after one cup of water. Now, that's not assuming, of course, that you never wash your hands, because when your hands get warm or even have a shower, your pores open up and they absorb it that way. You cook your food in your water. You drink it. You mix it with coffee and tea, and it's absolutely everywhere. You know, water is life. And so essentially, by fluoridating the water supply, they interfere with life itself.
Exactly, man. It's a mass medication, you know, and you're essentially being medicated against your will, you know, and again, it boils down to the psyop, you know. I mean, anytime there's an uproar, there's always something there to combat and counteract it, you know. So, I mean, it definitely don't agree with it, to be honest. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, you live in Hastings, Napier. Why is Hastings fluoridated? Napier is not. So, you know, what's going on, dear? So,
well, you know, I wonder if there's even actually a noticeable difference. You know, like, let's say we put signs up outside unfluoridated town. You are now entering an unfluoridated town. Now, would you roll in there and notice a difference in the population? I'm not sure if you actually would, really.
I think in Hastings and Napier you would. different crowd in the two places, man.
Well, how different? What's the defining feature? Well,
I think Hastings is a lot more rougher than Napier is, for example. You know, I mean, it's. I think you'll find more of a rougher crowd in Hastings, and hey, might be the fluoride.
You might be right. I mean, fluoride is used as a binding agent in major pharmaceuticals like Xanax, Prozac, for example. And on the listed side effects of those, it can cause homicidal, suicidal behavior, fits of rage, mood swings, etc. And those are just sort of the emotional ones. Not alone the debilitating stomach cramps, memory loss, and sweaty palms, and any number of goodness knows like 10 dozen side effects. Who knows? You know, and I'm pretty sure that there's a whole bunch of people out there with sweaty palms just at the thought of what the government's gonna dream up next to steal everything.
Another scary thing is it seems like New Zealand is going broke, man. What do you think about that?
My opinion is we've been broke for a long time. Essentially, I think it might have been 76 when the World Bank and New Zealand did a deal, and we signed up to their 111 plans provisions. You know, to agree to be given a whole bunch of money at extortionist loan sharking interest rates, and then as a result, we have to sell off all our resources, all our land, all our corporations, all our infrastructure. But it all started with the government selling out, and it's like people are talking about how they're selling out our country to corporations, and it's like no, the government was bought out by the corporations long ago, and now what the corporations want is all the resources that the government had control over, and they've been taking them over step by step by step and putting their own companies into play. Like, for example, when Telecom was sold, our major telecommunications provider, the people who bought them, Bell Atlantic, who are affiliated with the World Bank, incidentally, refused to maintain the lines, and all the stuff started breaking down, and then they just sold it for a hefty profit after fleecing everybody for a long, long time with jacked up rates and substandard service, and then the blame fell onto whichever poor sucker, including 25% mum and dad investors of New Zealand, and now Telecom has been charged, I think in the last year or two, it's been charged 14 times and convicted with breaching the law, what was it, Fair Trading Act and all of these other things. It's like as soon as the government lease gets the control over a company, essentially it means that company can just be privatized just like that. And so it's much easier to bunny hop over all the voting and thinking public, because they don't have a whole bunch of places where they can defend their assets from being stolen, because they can just be stolen instantly by a parliamentary dictate, and conceivably we have a prime ministerial dictatorship here where they can just pass a law under urgency now. In fact, goodness knows how long they've been doing that for. I haven't looked into it. Yeah. But yeah, they can just do it and do it very quickly as well.
It's definitely quite scary how they've been doing there lately, just rushing through bills, and I mean it just reminds you of their stage with America and when Bush was in power, when they were passing the Patriot Act and all these other acts, and you know without the you know and they're all like 800 page. Act, you know, I mean, who's going to read that within an hour or two before they pass it? And, but yeah, I think, I think that the country is definitely going broke, man. I mean, I was just reading the other day that, you know, they want to stop the KiwiSaver as well. So, yeah, it's quite scary, man. But I think you just summed it up all there, you know. You got it all sussed.
Well, thank you. It's actually not a good thing to have it all sussed. You know why? Because it sucks.
Well, you're not wrong there, man. It's definitely scary, and I mean everything's going up, and it's hard to make a living.
It's not that everything's going up, genocide. It's that the value of the currency is going down. How would you say it? It's like we're a ship on the bottom of the ocean, right? And we're wanting to float up. And in order to do so, we need to inflate these balloons and get us closer and closer to the surface. And every time they inject a whole bunch of debt into the economy, those balloons get filled up just quite a bit. Now, the people are basically the seabed, you know. We want that ship right there because it creates a nice little coral reef for all these fish and whatever. And what's happening, basically, is they're just raising it and taking away our environment from us by inflating those big bubbles.
Very good metaphor there, Vinny.
This is not a judgment that I make lightly either. You know, people call me a conspiracy theorist, and it's like, well, mate, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? I'm a patriot, okay? Patriot doesn't care about what's a theory or whatever. Patriot only cares about the fact. And the fact is, country's been stolen, okay? And it's not just this country. It's every freaking country, isn't it?
Exactly, it is, man. So would you stand for New Zealand sovereignty?
I stand for every country's sovereignty. You know, nobody should have the right to have, nobody should have their rights taken away from them. Every country should be auto-determining. I mean, seriously, at what point have we thought that dictatorship was working out well for anybody, let alone dictatorship by foreigners? You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. My very special guest is Genocide from genocideramp.wordpress.com. Buy one of his CDs. We'll be right back after this very short break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinny Eastwood Show.com. Check out our fabulous archives there, including the previous interview that we did with Genocide back in January. Now, one thing we were talking about over the break was Freemasons, and you in fact had a interestingly enough a landlord who was a Freemason, didn't you?
No, it was the landlord is selling my house, and the Freemason, the guy who was the real estate agent, was a Freemason, and he had the ring and everything with the Freemason symbol, and spent quite a bit of time talking to him about Freemasonry and stuff like that. And, you know, very, very interesting guy, and very interesting to find out about, you know, Freemasonry here in Hastings and Hawke's Bay. And surprisingly, you know, like he said that, you know, there's about 600 or 700 Freemasons in Hastings alone. And I mean, it's not a big town. So there must be quite a lot of them around the country.
Well, you know, and you'll be surprised. They're all over the place and generally quite high up. For example, the former mayor of Auckland, John Banks, is an admitted 32nd degree Freemason. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, is also a member of the Freemasons. I don't know what degree he is, but I would imagine it's somewhere around the same level with John Banks. Now, do you find that, you know, would you instantly say, hey, the two rulers of the biggest regions, you know, of power in the country, central government and Auckland local government, they're both Freemasons. Now, and even on live broadcast television, somebody stood up and asked the new mayor of the Auckland super city, are you a Freemason? And instead of saying no, Len Brown dodged the question. And in my experience, a no is a no, and a non-answer is a yes.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
For example, Judith Collins, our Justice Minister and Police Commissioner, Judith Collins, has just been nipped for spending $11,000 worth of taxpayer money on petrol. And everybody else in Parliament is ranging from the $108 to $236 mark. And she spent $11,000. Now, hats off to TV3. Patrick Gower called her on it and said, have you been allowed to let other people use the car? And she said, and she said, oh, it's all within the the car has been used exclusively within the
ministerial rights.
Yeah. And you know, technically she's correct. But the fact that she wouldn't answer the question looks freaking dodgy. And in my opinion, straight up is.
But on that same report, their news of, when the news was on, when they were talking about that, they also mentioned that Prime Minister John Key spends like tons of money on security, okay? And then what happens the next day? Like this morning, I was just in the shop, front page, threats against John Key revealed. Straight away, there it is. You know, it's covering up his spending. You know, I mean, it's their psyop kicking into play. It's shocking, man.
Well, you know, I'm always shocked, but never surprised. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what bad crap that they're doing. It's always worse than what crap they tried before, and it's the only reason why they're able to keep doing it like that.
Yeah, and like with the Freemason stuff, like I wonder how many people actually know that the beehive is a free, you know, a Masonic symbol. And it was actually designed by a Freemason. Did you know that, Vinny?
Oh, what a coincidence.
what a coincidence, indeed.
Well, just like pretty much every founding father either was a Freemason or was affiliated with the Freemasons, admittedly and proudly. And indeed, George Washington being a Freemason, the first inauguration ceremony of the President of the United States was a Freemasonic ritual, okay? And people say, oh, the Freemasons don't control anything. They don't do anything. They're just a little club where they go. They don't talk about politics. Let me get this straight. You get John Banks of the National Party and John Key of the National Party into a Freemasonic lodge together, and you think that politics isn't going to come up? Are you retarded?
Not exactly. Yep.
Are you freaking retarded?
And with the whole Freemasonry, I mean, you got to realize that to be a Freemason, you got to have some sort of status in society. You can't just be the guy that works down at the local shop. You know, you got to have, you know, your principals, doctors, people, you know, CEOs, stuff like that. People that can actually make a change to society. Because you imagine, for example, if you have like Hastings and you've got 600 Freemasons, and, you know, and they're all quite high up, you know, and got a status in society. And when they're meeting, I mean, there's no doubt they can actually discuss issues and make changes that will affect everybody, you know?
Well, you know, it's the media's job to demote those kind of discussions and prop up things that don't involve discussion or information, but rather spectacle, you know, like big fire happened here, tornado happened over there, earthquake this, earthquake that, and corruption of politicians here. It's all just very, very negative, and it, you don't really get enlightened by watching the news, you know. You just know what crap happened today that you can't do nothing about. You know, they never encourage people to stand up for their rights. They never encourage people to go out and protest. They never encourage, they never direct people wholesale to good activist websites so they can get real, meaningful commentary in the public service, as I believe media should. So why, under any circumstances, I mean, if I was controlling the government at this point, or at least broadcasting standards, I'd hold them in violation of goodness knows what, but they're certainly violating this country by making us terribly misinformed about pretty much everything.
I mean, the media is just straight shocking, man. I mean, you just have to look at with the death of Osama. I mean, every time they show his image or say his name, you know, it's always flashing images of 9/11. Now, I mean, this guy is always denied any involvement, and he actually said himself, like, why are the Americans always blaming me for these things, you know? And, I mean, you can find news reports of him actually saying that a couple of days after 9/11, you know, and for the big boogeyman and the big scary terrorist, you know, If he'd done something, he would come out and admit it, you know? But the media never actually says, oh, he denied any involvement in 9/11, da da da. You know, I mean, they never say that, you know? They'll just tell you, Osama bin Laden, 9/11, dead. It's an image that's not real.
Yeah, and you saw that image of bin Laden, what was it, like a month or two before the news?
I was on Facebook and that picture of him dead, I saw it on Facebook about a month ago. Somebody had posted it in the status updates, and we were joking about how a bad Photoshop it is. And then when he dies, all of a sudden, everybody's running with this photo. I'm like, hang on, I saw that picture a month ago. This is not real. Well, people were still using it in news, man. You know, I was like, it's just shocking.
So let me get this straight. A rapper, MC, and his mate could tell that it was a fake, but mainstream media sources with their $37 million studios couldn't work it out.
Exactly, man. And then the next day they came out with the report saying that it was a fake photo. So at least people might actually believe me a bit more.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to talk about those slaves kind of people, those willfully ignorant ones. And you had somebody in your office, didn't you? And incidentally, an American who had something to say about the Obama speech.
I mean, I think everybody's going around just praising Obama. You know, I think people are still pretty much brainwashed by him. You know, because he's such a smooth talker. You know, he knows how to read their teleprompter well. You know. But again, you know, you just can't believe anything that Barry says, man.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yesterday I was just telling you over the break how I realized that the president's real name is Barry Satoru. And what's the initials of that? BS. So he's President BS.
Yeah, it's but I tell you, like, with the whole death of Osama, and all this talk of reprisals, I think it's quite scary how much they're sort of talking about that. I think something big is going to happen, and if we look at it, it's pretty much like 10 years since 9/11. You know, we're coming into a new decade. I think more than likely, I would say, you know, we're going to see another big false flag operation happen. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, they've always got something in the works, don't they? And this is what I find about the New World Order agenda. I mean, and to my understanding, they've always got plans, then contingencies, and contingencies upon contingencies, and then backups on those on each of those contingencies. So whatever tactic they use to get the public consciousness going the way they want it, They probably got it in the bag for a long time. My theory about the Osama bin Laden death being released now, when Benazir Bhutto, the Premier of Pakistan, announced his death on Frost Over the World on Al Jazeera back in 2001, and I believe that they're announcing his death now and trying to tout it as Obama's victory so that Obama will get re-elected so that he can sell the country out even more infinitely. And he has the international perception of a great leader, but within America, he only has some ridiculous rating, lowest in any president in history, even worse than George Bush. And now, have a look at the polls. He is a superstar.
That's because, like, you know, like you see on the news, you know, they're all saying Obama did the job. You know, he done what needed to be done, which was fool everybody. what you were saying about Benazir Bhutto, I think it was actually back in 2007 that she said that Osama had been dead for a while, and then wasn't she actually assassinated not long after that?
About a week and after that, shot to death in her motorcade.
On Al-Qaeda, you know, Yayada, of course.
Well, yeah, and for those of you who don't know the origin of Al-Qaeda, they came out of the Mujahideen, which were trained and equipped by the US and even trained on US soil, Osama bin Laden included amongst them, and then supplied in the field to fight, to stage a guerrilla war against the Soviet invaders. Yeah. Okay. And after that war was over, Mujahideen had basically disbanded, as far as my understanding is, and they became known as Al Qaeda. Now, interestingly enough, the word Al Qaeda means the database, literally translated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
and
is a database of all the names of the people that they trained.
That's right. Everybody who they brought onto U.S. soil that they trained. They were intelligence agents for life.
If people
and you find these names
research,
everywhere.
Yeah, if the people just do their research and look up, I can never say his name, but I know it's Brzezinski, but I can never say his first name. You know,
it's
you
a big
find
new.
Photos of as big as begin you.
No. You know, like it's like a big zebra that's new.
It's a big new Brzezinski. Yeah, man.
Perfect.
You know, you see photos of him slapping hands with the Taliban, pretty much. And, these guys trained these guys up. And you imagine how many CIA assets were in their group. And we all know Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset, you know, a.k.a. Tim Osman, you know, flying to the States all the time. And it's just there's so many factors behind the picture that everybody sees, you know, but people unfortunately don't do their research
documentaries, man, seriously, how many documentaries have you seen that have just taught you infinite amounts? You know, it just enhances your understanding, because as soon as somebody does the work and does the research and then makes it into a film that's palatable for the understanding of the average person, oh, mate, you can clear up a lot of misunderstandings within a relatively short time frame. I mean, and that's research. You know, make no bones about it.
I think a lot of people just don't watch documentaries. For me, I mean, I would actually prefer to watch a documentary instead of a movie, because when I watch their documentary, it feeds my brain. But then also, I will study their documentary. And I will do my own research on whatever they've talked about. If they say so-and-so did this, well, I'll look into it to actually confirm that happened and, you know, look up for the documents so I'm actually fully convinced.
Yeah. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest from New Zealand is Genocide from GenocideRap.com. And we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Genocide. And, mate, I was wanting to actually play your song that you wrote here. Can you tell us a little bit before we play it? It's called Guerrilla News. How do you get the inspiration for this song?
Well, I mean, so the track is called Guerrilla News, produced by my good friend Junior Makno. And so together, me, him, and another guy called DJ Trickalone from the UK, we make up the group Classified Intelligence. And for the last while, so we've been working on this album, which is dropping this June. And the whole album deals with different aspects of, conspiracies and stuff like that. But as for Guerrilla News, I would say it's, probably pretty much got the name from your show. It's sort of like, because we all appreciate what guys like you are doing for New Zealand, with releasing the truth and stuff like that. So that was an aspect of calling it Guerrilla News. And the whole song is just straight rap, no choruses, just laying everything out on the table. And and I think it came out pretty good. And there's a video for it you can watch on YouTube as well, if you just YouTube Genocide Guerrilla News. And that's pretty much it.
Classified Intelligence.
Yeah. Back to the future, the year 84. There's a war going on, you better get ready for it. We repping the off-war and fighting the name of liberty. Forget about the media, a branch of the military. No love for the government, I know they coming after me. No fear, ready to kill it. With my family, I stay out of sight. Keep an eye over my shoulder, wanted dead or alive. By the new world order, no longer will I ever fall prey to the lies. Rather die, just surrender, I will never compromise. Everybody better rise and reclaim the power. I'm sick of working every day with petty paper hour. I'm sick of feeling like I'm living trapped in a cage. Only takes so much, then we act with a rage. Everybody's so fake in a world of make-believers. Repeaters, worshiping leaders, obeying preachers. Turn up the speakers and listen up close. Every president's a puppet, it don't matter who you vote. No hope in a democratic Orwellian state. But the people don't panic, so the rebellion wait. Turn off the television, it be causing brain damage. I can tell by your manner that you live with slave habits. Look at your habitat, it's a big corporation. Everybody man cooking, trying to make a quick payment. The Freemason, the World Bank of Bilderbergers. We all small fish and up on the bigger murders. 9/11 was an inside job. Building 7 be the testament, the government's involved. I ain't scared to say, I'ma say what I'm feeling. But to speak my opinion, I'm portrayed as the villain. A million dead Iraqis be the war you don't see. For the people bought the lie that they were building bombs chemically. Back in 01, the war on terror started. Osama bin Laden was the number one target. The boogeyman Taliban, everybody's scared. But they never see the truth like they visually impaired. The network, American made terror. Did you know that bin Laden was a CIA member? They peddle propaganda above and beyond. It's like people still believe a plane hit the Pentagon. What's really going on? Is the media deceiving you, feeding you about events out in Libya? The evidence is blatant. Know the real enemy, the people that be running the new American century. Nuclear weaponry bigger than Hiroshima. Countdown to apocalypse, I see the Grim Reaper. World War III, we descend to water cataclysm. And the only way to stay alive is having ample wisdom. Yeah. Don't let the government control your mind. Train a tall, defraud the people like me and you, they ripping off. You need the Molotov, we about to set it off. Ready to battle for my liberty at any cost. They got us all at war with one another. Like people kill people in the name of a color. Greed against greed and brother against brother. I ain't trying to sound bad, but the people getting dumber. We ain't nothing but a number. And the barcode pressing on, people pray to God. See, they want to limit us, not to be subversive. They don't want things, cause they only want servants. Yeah, so let them know that I come with a vendetta. No smoke, no mirrors, I can see the real agenda. Yeah, so rise up, everybody better mobilize. No rest till the new world order dies.
Classified Intelligence. Classified Intelligence.
Now, switching gears, Calvin, we wanted to... there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just pretty mean, bro. You know?
I think it's a pretty full-on track. And I think it covers a lot of issues, and it came out pretty good.
But there's so much ground that must be covered because there's so much ground that's been taken by the enemy.
Exactly. It's you know, we got to talk about these things and you know, raise awareness about it, because if we just carry on every day living a zombie life, I mean, it's not the way that it should be. I mean, the country's being taken, your money's being taken, and, you know, we're just like sheep, man. So definitely got to wake up.
Well, it's the thing. People need to understand about deception and how they are being deceived, and quite effectively so, right? We're not trying to say that you're dumb or anything. We're just trying to say that these people are very, very bright, and they have outwitted you. They outwitted us all, okay? But now we've figured out what their schemes and their plans are, and it's only by spreading that information, by spreading the awareness of the enemy plan that they are drawing against us, that we can defeat them, okay? What was it, that thing? War of the Worlds, okay? They've eyed us with envious eyes, and slowly but surely, they drew our plans against us.
Yeah, and I think we still actually have a long way to go before the masses actually sort of realize what's happening around us. Because I think, I don't know what it's like for you, but, you know, for me, you know, you try and talk to a lot of people about these issues, and you're made to look like an idiot. You know, you're made to look like the conspiracy theorist. You know, and even though you're giving them the cold facts, they just won't accept it. You know, it's, well, that's not what they said on the news. You know, I mean,
it's like
we still have a long way to go.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. And we have some comments from the chat room here from Ben Astro. It says that your music has a nerd vibe, N-E-R-D. I don't know if you've heard of them. Kind of munging a lot of sounds together. He likes it, and it's with a grave E-Diggers style rap.
Yeah. I mean, I know what he means. I wouldn't agree with the nerd style, but with the grave diggers, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, Junior Machno with the beats, I mean, it's definitely that whole boom bap 90s sound, which is Gravediggers, quite sort of gore movie samples, you know what I mean? A lot of 70s gore movies put in the samples, and I think it actually fits the topics of what's happening around us, because it is all like a big horror movie, what's happening, so...
Oh, straight up. It's a horror movie. It's like, it reminds me, have you ever seen that movie, Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, man. Yep.
Yeah. It's great. You know, in the start of the movie, they set this premise about how they always leave the front door unlocked. And then they're just sitting there drinking a beer. It's a zombie apocalypse. They're watching TV. And the newsman says, remember, all your doors need to be securely locked. And then they look up, and there's a zombie right there. You know, that's the representation of humanity. We're sitting there blankly watching the TV as the zombies walk through our front door.
Yeah, man, next it'll be the police banging down your door as the police state rises up. And I've definitely, I must say, you can definitely see it happening in New Zealand as well, man. I mean, how long to go till the police are all, you know, packing guns and tie that in with the SIS bill where they can actually search your house without a warrant. So if you're arrested for like drink driving or something, taken to the police station, well, they have the right to go to your house and search it without a warrant simply because you've been arrested, you know?
You know, imagine what could happen with, unlimited wrongful arrest. They can now arrest you with no charge and hold you without charge, take away your right to silence, okay, then search your house while you're in there. Do you have any idea what the potential for abuse is. When we give people power, they always abuse it, okay? That is the one freaking law of humanity. Don't give them inordinate amounts of unquestionable power. It's not a good idea. And it's been proven to not be a good idea by a copious amount of million people who have been exterminated over the years by dictators. One should think that that history is a good enough lesson teacher for you. A lesson written in blood from thousands upon millions of families that have not had the ability to get to know their loved ones quite that much better. Because, A, they were exterminated by dictators that they allowed to rule them in the first place. Okay? And I'm not trying to dishonor the dead. I think they need to be honored by us releasing the truth and doing justice to their memory. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Genocide from GenocideRap.com. Coming up in this next hour, we're also going to be joined by another anti-New World Order MC, Billions. And we're going to have a wee bit of fun on air together. Back in a moment with the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We are live from the future here in New Zealand, and we're joined now for a wee bit of a panel discussion. We basically have the opportunity here to have a discussion with anybody I want, you know, pretty much. We've got G. Edward Griffin on the show. I'm apparently going to be getting David Icke, had Len Horowitz, you know, wonderful, wonderful, incredible people with great information, amazing life stories, the kind of stuff that you'd really want to listen to and gain some sort of inspiration from. And today is no different. We are now joined by two MCs. Of course, Genocide, you'll be familiar with from the first hour. And Billions, we now welcome from the former USSA. Billions, welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you, Vinny. Thanks for having me. Shout-outs to Genocide. I was enjoying your guys' conversation. And shout-outs to all my people listening and everyone else that listens to the show on a daily, on a regular basis.
Oh, thanks very much, man. I love listening to the show, too. You know, because so much cool stuff is said on it. I got to tell you.
No doubt, no doubt.
Hey, Vinny.
The what?
Did you say you might be interviewing David Icke?
Yeah. I helped to organize his. He's doing a Australia and New Zealand tour.
Yeah,
and
in November.
His organizer Adam Davis has been working tirelessly to organize the Australian leg, and he sent out a bunch of messages on Facebook asking to help get some help to organize it for here in New Zealand, you know, by finding venues and stuff. So I sent him details of about maybe 20 or 30 different venues that you could have 800 plus people in yeah. Auckland, and sure enough, he's coming on November.
Yeah, because I've been looking at actually coming up there for that. Me and a friend were sort of looking at it. So I could possibly be up there. We might have to meet up, man.
Well, you know, what I was thinking is that a great idea when we're organizing events is like, you know how sometimes the speakers need breaks and stuff like that? Well, what happens between the breaks? Hey, why don't we have some music and some performers up on stage, huh?
Exactly, man. Because, I mean, he does speak for like 8 or 9 hours at a time, eh?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, and he's getting a bit old now. His arthritis is playing up. It's a bit of stress or whatever. And anything that I can do to help make a fellow patriot of the anti-New World Order persuasion more comfortable and give more coverage, you know, just say the word and I'm there, man.
Well, I would say, you know, with the release of the Classified Intelligence album coming, might be a good opportunity to have Genocide perform some music in between his breaks.
Oh yeah, man. Well, you know, we'll have to organize it.
That's gonna be a crazy album, man. That's gonna be a crazy one.
It's coming on to yeah. It's got some good stuff.
No doubt. Vinny Paz on there.
How many? Where did you come from, Billions?
Well, my family, like Genocide himself, they come from Bosnia during the genocide / war that was going on over there. My parents moved there a few years earlier to get out, and I was born in Germany. 1998, I was 5 years old, and my parents had to move to the States because the visa started over in Germany, and they didn't want to go back to Bosnia because there are still some problems going on over there. So right now I'm chilling in Minnesota in the suburbs, man.
So the Billions suburbs.
Now, what'd you say? Well,
tell us a little bit about where you live and you know, give us your address for all the intelligence agents list. No, I'm just joking, but
123 Fake Street.
Yeah. So what's modern life in the suburbs of America like these days? I mean, is it like I've heard with nothing but tent towns all over the place and roving bands of street savages and police uniforms arresting students left, right, and center?
No, it's pretty much house, grass. There's some trees, and then there's the streets, and behind the houses, there's a bunch of stores, and that pretty much sums it all up. It's pretty boring,
I'd say. Like any prison, amen. It's funny, you ever look at like the house you live in, and it's almost like a cell. You know, you got your little house, your piece of dirt in the back, and then the street is your prison yard, you know?
Yep, no doubt. And then once you leave the yard, you're on your way to work or you're on your way to school, and that's no different than a prison itself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean,
right.
Itself pretty much resembles a prison, you know?
No doubt. Right now, that's for sure. Try to help people understand it, but they're not getting it yet.
This is the thing. Does that frustrate you, really? I mean, in terms of audience or in terms of followers, and I'm not sure how many people quite at this moment are listening to the show, but what I find is that it's got a remarkable amount of interactive aspects to it, like everybody kind of emails, calls or whatever. And how do you connect with your audience these days, Billions?
Well, I'm not far away from Minneapolis, which is the big city around here, and I'll go over there and I'll be walking around the city, you know, trying to meet new people. Then I'll ask them what kind of music they listen to, you know, and once they say hip hop, I'll be like, hey, would you like me to introduce you to a new style of hip hop that you probably aren't familiar with? And they're like, yeah, sure, and then I'll freestyle to them, you know, and then they'll be like, oh, wow, you know, I'm impressed. And if they don't say hip-hop, I'll be like, well, can I explain to you what hip-hop is and maybe you'll like it? Because what you hear on the radio is not what you think, you know. I'm not talking about that, you know. And they'll be like, yeah, sure. Then to them, I'll spit a freestyle, you know. And then after that, they'll be like, wow, now I'm a hip-hop fan, you know.
And, if you want to freestyle right now for us, man, you know, go right ahead. If you've got some rhymes written down or whatever, you know, I'd love to hear a bit from you.
No, I don't have anything written in front of me, so I'll just go off the top of the head if you'd like me to.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll do that. I'm on the Vinny Eastwood show. I'm about to let you know what the government got planned. dropping bombs in Afghanistan, killing a bunch of innocent people, and you don't say the government is evil? You're like a puppet walking around the city. It's a pity that people aren't opening their minds. Open your hearts. And I'm not about hip-hop to make the charts. I'm about hip-hop so I can get to your dome. And I'm about to tell you that the government is spying on the conversations over the phone. They spy on me through my home. They got the drones spying over my house. And they're the same ones that bring in every ounce of drugs into these streets. I'm spitting to an acapella, no beat. We got genocide on the track. I'm about to show you what revolutionary rap is really about. So listen and close your mouth and try to understand that I'm a revolutionary man trying to spread the message of positivity. Cause positivity is the key since the beginning of history. And shout outs to my guy, Vinny. You know what it is. Straight NWO. We gotta put him down through the means of the underground. The positive sound going around, spreading reality. And nobody wants to battle me, cause I'll bring the tragedy like killing you and your family. But that's not what I do. That's what the government chooses to do. Try to understand, dude. Here's the clue. They talk about Osama bin Laden. Well, look at the president. It's Obama bin Laden. Yo, I gotta stop it right here so we can get back to the radio. We gotta get back to the radio. Find other ways to bump me out of your stereo, because you won't find me on the radio station. But I'm still representing the whole nation.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I love that Obama bin Laden.
Someone else said that once. I was like, hey, that's clever, you know. Not in a rap, but they were just like, hey, Obama bin Laden, you know. So I was like, hey, that's funny, you know.
Yeah. He's just Barry Satoru to me, you know. Or in other words, his initials are BS, so you just call him President BS for short. The problem I find is that people like you who are talented, who actually have a real message, and as you quite poignantly pointed out, that you're not into it to top the charts or anything like that. You know, you're doing it for the love or whatever, you know, whatever it is. It certainly ain't evil. It's certainly for your country, certainly for your people, rather than for your wallet and for what's evil. And I think that when we live in a time of great deception, great evil, it is the people that do like you do that don't get as much coverage as the rest. If you wanted to talk about BS for a living, you'd be top of the charts right now, man.
No doubt, man. No doubt. That's what it is. That's how it works, I guess, in this society. If you're religious, you understand that some people will sell their souls to a make it to the top, and even if you're not religious, you'll take that metaphorically and understand that people do sell their souls to become famous, you know? And they'll screw their neighbors out of reality, and they'll put them into deception, you know, and talk about material objects or whatnot just to distract you from what's really going on. And it's hard for me to accept that, so one day it just came to me, and I was like, it's time to say something about this, you know?
Say something, anything, you know. It's like, why do people just shut up when they ought to yell?
Right, no doubt.
I think, like, if you guys look at the whole hip-hop movement, I mean, the whole movement has been sabotaged, you know. I mean, if you look at back in the 90s, there's so much political hip-hop that came through, you know, Public Enemy, even NWA to a point, but so many other groups. And then I think it was like a COINTELPRO operation, like when they shut down the Black Panthers, they pretty much decided to shut down the sort of hip-hop and not let it be heard. And that's then you just had all this gibberish coming out, which essentially is just dumbing down the kids and just not doing anybody any good, you know. We're just being brainwashed by the shiny bling and the women and all their stuff, and when in reality, you know, we're all being screwed. So we definitely need to bring back that sort of hip-hop, and it is, you know, but it's a big underground movement, but the only difference is this time people have to find it instead of really being exposed to it.
Do you see a parallel here between the emerging anti-New World Order music industry to perhaps the 80s versions, like when Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and all of those, and of course Tupac, for example, they all started coming out with stuff against the New World Order, and some of the, and the ones that survived later on joined it. what do you think?
I think, like, I would say that Tupac, he was quite clever. You know, if people actually look back on his old interviews, he was talking about the Illuminati and how they control the world, and, you know, then he had, you know, Killuminati, the album, and he was quite a smart guy, and I think he was a danger, you know, he was a danger to the establishment, I would say, you know, because then that's why there is a big conspiracy about who shot him, and I would say, you know, he's definitely another person that's been taken out.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead.
So I have a theory on Tupac, you know. It's my own theory. It's like, you know, sometimes I think of him as a hypocrite because at first he was talking about pow, pow, guns here, guns there, money here, money there, girls here, girls there. And then later it's like, wow, what am I doing? And then he started slowly getting into this anti-Illuminati movement. So I think originally he might have been pro-Illuminati because they were helping him. And then later on he's like, this is messed up. I have to go against them. And right now I have to tell people the truth, you know, because he got extremely famous, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, you might be right there, but of course I don't have any evidence to support that, and it's just because I haven't looked. It's not because it's not there. that's what people get mixed up about. Yeah, it's just a theory, you know, and we can theorize all we want, just as long as people understand that it's based upon just a theory. You know, just a thought. We're not trying to manipulate anybody here. We're trying to make sure that, you know, debate is out there. So these ideas are talked about. It's not dangerous to think about things or talk about things, is it?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. I think a lot of people are too scared to talk about certain issues in the open, you know, because you're scared you might look like a fool. But, I mean, you got to pass that. If you believe in something, And you genuinely believe that it's true, I mean, hey, bring it up. You know, oh, did you guys hear about that Osama bin Laden denied any responsibility? Or do you guys know anything about Building 7? You know, I mean, you just got to talk about these things. And you're not scared to bring it up.
Building 7 is actually one of my favorite conversation openers.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite scary how many people don't know about it, you know. I was at work and I was reading the paper and it was about Osama bin Laden and they're like, oh, just give it up, man, he's dead, you know. And then I'd say, yeah, what about Building 7? What are you talking about? Well, what's this? What Building 7? The other building that collapsed, the one that wasn't hit by a plane and it fell down within a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the one 3 blocks away?
you know the building that had all the FBI papers and pretty much needed to be
all the investigations of Enron and all the biggest like corporate scams in US history were being investigated, and all the official documents were in that one building on two particular floors, and incidentally two fires were started up on those particular floors, and then later on the entire building collapsed at free fall speed into a pile of rubble not one or two stories high.
Yeah.
Oh, well, same day. Not reading WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we need to go take a WikiLeak. It's the Finny Eastwood show, ladies and gentlemen. The lighter side of genocide, as it turns out. And my very special guests are Genocide and Billions. And we've got genocide.com. And Billions, have you got a website yet? Or you got a YouTube channel, don't you?
Yeah, just you can find me on YouTube channel Billions MC, one word, or look up Billions MC Freestyle, and I have two videos up right now, and I got some recorded music coming out soon. There's been a delay because of some unreliable people, you know.
Okay, we know all about unreliable people. They work for the CIA. We'll be right back.
People wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about bringing you the lighter side of genocide. It's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, or NZ, as I've been told to remind the American listeners, because apparently there's a cultural barrier.
AKA.
And my remarkably fabulous, awesome, and straight-up bangster special guests, MC Billions and Genocide, coming at us live from, Minnesota and New Zealand.
Deep within wine country.
Wine country.
NZ, a.k.a. the land of the long white lie.
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, being in the middle of wine country, do you actually hear many people whining about the New World Order down there?
Nobody whines about the New World Order here, man. Everybody just gets up, goes to work, goes to sleep, wakes up, and just lives their normal life. And just is not interested with the outside world. You know what I mean? It's quite sad to see, man. You know, it's quite sad to see that not so many people are taking an interest in world issues. I mean, how many people do you know that would say, "Oh, I'm not into politics. I don't get into that. You know, I don't care about people that control my life." So that's pretty much what it is, man. You know,
you're so true. It, like, quote, anybody who talks about politics, I've just got to laugh at them. A girl actually said that to me at a club one night.
Yeah, well, there you go, man. Yeah, it's not cool. It's only nerds talk about politics. The cool people are out, you know, getting their brains sedated and not interested with what's happening around them, you know? It's not cool to be smart, by the way. That's why all the smart kids at school get bullied, because it's not cool to be smart.
Unless you're Prince EA. You know who Prince EA is?
No. Yeah.
It's this new upcoming underground rapper. He got on some show, and he was mimicking Eminem, Tupac, whatnot. And that video got like 250,000 views. And now he's starting this movement about like how it's cool to be smart and how he's a nerd. And he talks about how he was picked on back in the day by bullies and how the girls didn't like him. And he'll throw in some politics in there too. You know, he'll bring some stuff up. So I thought you guys knew about that. He has so many views.
I saw the video, and I think the whole educational system is failing, you know, and it's not just New Zealand; it's worldwide. I think kids are just not being fed what they should be. And there's a really good documentary that's come out called "Waiting for Superman," and it's about the American system there, and public schooling and how I think like America is like the 30th country with reading and mathematics and stuff like that. I mean, teachers are just not interested, and then you tie in society and all the negativity the kids are fed with television. It's just a recipe for disaster, you know? I mean, what are the future leaders going to be like?
You can't have resources around to the people, and the people can't have intelligence at the same time. You can pick one or the other. It's like America, we have the resources, low level of intelligence. China, high level of intelligence, low level of resources to the people. You can only pick one in this world.
Yeah, and knowledge is kind of like, it's a dangerous thing, and it's also a very good thing. Like, if you've only got a small amount of knowledge, it's very dangerous, unless you understand an issue through to its logical conclusion and through to its end, and understand it in a 360-degree direction. You can possibly go off track and cause a lot of damage, you know, whether by perpetuating things that are incorrect, you know, and I admit, you know, on occasions I'm guilty of that, and when people call me me on it, I go, okay, you're right. Fantastic. I'll start telling people that then. You know, it's like I don't know how the world truly works in every conceivable fashion, and so I'm not going to pretend that I do. Got to listen to everybody, man.
I think it almost still resembles the medieval days, man. You know, you've still got your kings and your queens and the playmakers and the money makers and the bankers, you know, that still control pretty much everything that's happening around us, you know, because, I mean, they can make changes at the snap of their fingers.
Well, and the snap of their fingers is the snap of the neck of an innocent person, you know. It's like... Yeah. Almost as if you're guilty by default these days, aren't you? Guilty by association, guilty by speech, guilty by thought. And why is everybody putting up with having this much guilt on them, you know? I mean, when I feel guilty, I want to do something to clear my conscience, not do something to make me feel more guilty.
You're always guilty, Vinny. You're guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah, well, I was maybe thinking about there is no such thing as innocence, only degrees of guilt.
Yeah, that's like when you say you're innocent till proven guilty, well, why am I sitting in a jail cell right now, you know?
Yeah. It's like somebody will get a statement said to them, and instead of asking a single question about it, they believe it without thinking, you know. For example, Osama bin Laden is dead. We have a DNA sample and we buried his body at sea. First question is, how do you get a DNA sample and a DNA result on a Black Hawk helicopter within 6 hours? It's not possible. If you want to like do a DNA test, like a proof of fatherhood test or something, you can send it away and it'll take weeks.
Yeah, look at the Michael Jackson death. It took forever, you know, for them to figure out what happened with him, you know. Anything along those lines, it just takes a long time.
And yet we're supposed to believe that a couple of Navy SEALs were able to do it on a Black Hawk helicopter on the way back to an Air Force carrier, an aircraft carrier. I mean, come on, seriously. And then the photo comes out. Of you know, supposedly Osama's dead body, which had been faked and was circulating the internet for quite some time anyway. All right,
they've been on the internet for 2 years.
any question that you ask to corroborate any of the evidence that's been postulated would instantly say to you that hey, these guys don't know what they're talking about; they're lying. You know, it's that clear cut, and people need to really remember that whenever they're told anything, you've got to ask at least one or two questions about it to question its authenticity. If they can't back up what their statement is with evidence, then they're not telling the truth. It's that simple.
Like Obama said, he wasn't going to release the pictures because Osama's not a trophy. But I've said it the day they proposed his death. I told everyone around me they're not going to put up any pictures because they don't have a body that's been dead for years. Or either it's that or they're not going to have a picture of someone that's still alive. It's one or the other. But it's not what they claim, that's for sure.
And then they say that the whole Obama viewing the video, that was all just a PR stunt. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I think we were talking about it before, Vinny, that they must have pre-assembled people outside the White House, you know, again, getting ready for their PR stunt and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm sure they had specialist ice pick DNA needles as well with which to extract the frozen DNA from the long on ice corpse of Osama bin CIA. It is, and you know, They were talking about, oh, well, we buried him at sea according to Muslim tradition. Now, what is the Muslim tradition after death, guys?
Let me tell you exactly, actually. It's a major, major, major sin to bury someone in the sea in Islamic tradition. So there goes that. Genocide, he can testify to that because he himself is Muslim too. Yeah. And in the Quran it says you have to bury someone deep enough so no animal can feed off the body, and so no one can dig it back up. You know, it's very logical.
The main they did get one thing right though. Like the main thing is like in Islam, when somebody dies, you do have the burial ASAP. And that's out of respect for the dead person, you know, for the dead body. So you do bury them as soon as possible. But, yeah, I mean, as for the sea, nah, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, you're claiming that, you know, they don't want people to worship the grave and all this. Again, you know, it just sounds ridiculous.
Right. It's like if you're going to bury him in the sea and tell... For your justification, tell him you're burying him in the sea because nobody wants him. But don't bury him in the sea and say it's because of Islamic tradition. Because one, what that does is make people think, oh, he was really a Muslim, and this is how Muslims really must be, terrorists. And number two, you can't say it's Islamic tradition because it's clearly not. It's clearly the quite opposite, you know? We're not Buddhists.
Personally, I think they didn't bury anybody at sea. I don't think they buried anybody anywhere, you know? I think the guy's been dead for years or is either still kicking it somewhere or, you know, he's...
What about this compound, right? We're talking about, like, right next door to the Pakistan and all that sort of stuff, right? And what I think happened is that this is a total theory on my part. I've got absolutely no evidence to support my claim, just like President Obama and the U.S. military, mind you. there was just an innocent family living there, and they just marched in, executed them, and then they went through the checklist. And this is in from Ben Astro in the chat room. Is he wearing a turban? Check. Does he have a beard? Check. Is he a bit brown? Check. That's Bin Laden, all right. DNA check confirmed.
Yeah, and I mean, wasn't there reports also coming out that the neighbors by their compound, they want proof as well because they don't believe in what's going on. Now, you know, if they're his neighbors, surely they would have seen this guy over the years.
He's a 6'4". World-renowned, like the most revered, evil, terrible boogeyman figure in frickin' history. And you think he could be next door without everybody frickin' knowing it? You know? Something suspicious would have had to happen.
Not only that, it's if you snitch and tell people where he's at, you will get $25 million. I don't care who you are, what your ideology is, the way our mindset is nowadays. The first person who see him will snitch and say he's right there. $25 million, you bet they will, you know?
The whole thing just stinks to high heaven. And it reeks of intelligence agents. It reeks of conspiracy. And there's zero evidence that Osama was actually killed there, that has actually been seen or given to the public. And any evidence they do have, they are now claiming to be withholding it from the public because it might be too offensive for them. How much frickin' virtually on hardcore pornography is there in the United States around the midnight hours? How much violence with people having their brains blown out and heads cut off and being dismembered at the hands of serial killers are there on even in freaking prime time? You know, it's just like, come on, people, they are lying through their teeth. And what else would you expect from President BS?
Exactly. But you know what's weird? On the FBI.government website, when you look up Osama, it's Usama, USAMA. It doesn't say Osama, it says Usama. Spelled USAMA. I kid you not, you can go on the FBI.gov website right now and look. And then when it says caution, what is he wanted for? It says he's wanted in connection with the August 7th, 1998 bombings of the United States embassies in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. And it says he killed over 200 people. In addition, Bin Laden is a suspect in other terrorist attacks throughout the world. Doesn't say Twin Towers, doesn't say 9/11. And you can check this for yourself, you know, on FBI.gov.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The FBI has come out and said they have insufficient evidence to even suspect that Bin Laden was involved. I mean, come on.
The mind, he's always denying it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we get to say this once on radio, and conceivably it'll be recorded and several other people will hear it, you know, hundreds, maybe even thousands, hundreds of thousands if we're lucky. But the fact of the matter is, millions upon millions, and indeed Rupert Murdoch alone is capable of reaching 2 billion eyes and ears, and they're all puppeting this BS, okay? Now, it doesn't mean that, oh, what kind of a chance do we have of getting this out? Look, most of the people reacted to this news exactly like we did. This is total BS. And guess what? Every single website that is claiming that this is a hoax is freaking going insane with hits. I posted one article from Veterans Today about the US having known that bin Laden's been dead for over 10 years. It got 1,000 hits in 3 hours, okay? And it is still climbing astronomically fast. Don't underestimate the power of the internet. The media are running scared because they don't want this information out there. It's our responsibility to get it to you across the front lines. We'll be right back. Welcome back. To the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. My very special guests are joining us on a panel discussion of anti-New World Order musicians, Billions and Genocide. And bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are trying to do something alternative, the first thing that you will notice is you encounter a lot of opposition from the people that are currently in those positions. Some people, even I'm sure right now, people listening to this show, they don't see the connection between having a bad government and the government being bad. All right, as silly as that may sound, you have a look at the government, nobody would disagree that the government lies all the time, okay? Therefore, it's quite logical to assume that the government is employed by lots of liars, wouldn't you say? So, if the government's full of nothing but liars, and the government lies all the time, then why do you think they're lying to you, okay? It's because they're hiding something. What they're hiding is that they are going to freaking kill you and steal everything from you. Every single empire throughout history has done exactly that, and it's the only way to accumulate wealth fast enough to maintain control over an area is to invade, exterminate, and thieve everything.
Except this time, except this time, this empire is not falling. They got too much technology to make sure they prevent that, and they've planned this a lot better this time around. You know, this is no Roman Empire. This is the empire of F-22s, nuclear bombs, crazy weapons.
Race-specific bioweapons, okay? And, you know, there's things like rail guns where they fire projectiles faster than the speed of light or something along those lines that just punch through frickin' anything and mounted on battleships. And there are so many classified weapons that currently exist today that you just wouldn't believe it. Dr. Bill Deagle, who's, you know, former associate with NSA and other various intelligence agencies and has contacts all up to Wazoo, all through the place. He talks sometimes about scalar weapons where you can drop a scalar pulse, well, you know, like a sound wave pulse sort of thing on an area, and every human being has a specific biometric signature to your DNA that indicates certain things, you know, like the color of your skin or the pigment of your eyes or whatever, and you can set scalar pulses to do to take out specific things, right? Like if you wanted to kill a population of, say, I don't know. Let's say you had a country, let's say New Delhi, okay? And you wanted to kill all the Indians but leave all the foreign nationals alive. You could do it. You know, and race-specific bioweapons were indeed pioneered by the South African government. And the AIDS virus itself, this is an interesting bit of history here. When it first broke out, it broke out in five places, I believe. Each and every one of those five places was within a few miles of a of a U.S. military bioweapons research lab. And ever since then, the AIDS virus has been rampantly going throughout the entire African continent because the people who control the military industrial complex, you know, they own the corporations, they own the militaries, they own the banking system, okay? And we're talking about a very small group of people here, families with dynasties that have owned these sort of institutions for a very long time, are eugenicists, okay? They believe that you are the great unwashed masses. If you are not an elite person who has inordinate amounts of wealth and power like them, if you're not one of them, you ain't part of their club, and you don't deserve life because you are worthless. You are worth less than nothing. You are a slave, a cattle.
Right.
To cut in there, Vinny, like I think what people need to realize is that the whole structure of government is pretty much like a like a pyramid. You know, you've got your big boys right at the top that actually control everything, and that's not the government. That's the ones that control your government. You know, and then you've got the government, then you've got the people. And I think like I always liked when I remember KRS-One said it.
Jen, I have to cut in there. I say right under the people that run the government are the corporations and all that, that kind of support the elite, and then below them is the government.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I always liked when KRS-One said, like, imagine like New Zealand is like a Burger King, you know? And you've got a problem, and you go to Burger King. You want to see the manager. Well, look, I don't want to see the manager. I don't want to see the prime minister. I want to see the CEO that actually controls the prime minister. You know, and that's pretty much what it's like. You know, yeah, you've got your prime ministers there and your presidents, but behind the scenes, there is people that actually control them and decide, you know, what they can and can't do.
And for the people that go straight to the, hey, that's conspiracy theory. Well, let me tell you this. This is not conspiracy whatsoever. This is pure fact. Go on the United States debt website. You will see who we own the most debt to. You ask someone, who does the United States own the most debt to? And they'll say China. No, that's wrong. 21% of all the debt is owned to countries around the world. Half of that is to China. So it's about 11% that is owned to China. 40% of our debt is owned to the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is its own bank that makes our money and they give it to us. United States goes to war.
Exactly.
They take money out. They pay the interest back. Yes, war does make the Federal Reserve money. That is fact. You can't argue with that.
Exactly, man. People just have to look at how the Federal Reserve was established. You know, it was during the big economic collapse back in the 20s, and that's how they implemented the Federal Reserve. And, I mean, there's no doubt that economic collapse was staged and orchestrated by the banks to implement the Federal Reserve. And I think every country pretty much now has a Federal Reserve. I know New Zealand has one.
Well, there's only three countries currently that do not follow the Federal Reserve model. They are Venezuela, Libya, and Iran.
Wow.
Exactly. And if you don't do as you're told, we're going to take you out. That's pretty much what's happening in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
And Iran is the enemy. Libya is the enemy. Venezuela is the enemy. All three are enemies of the United States. Keep in mind, those are the people you see in the news.
And all of them, incidentally, also own their own oil companies.
Exactly.
You know, banking and oil, banking and oil, banking and oil. If you want to actually freaking figure out how the world's truly run, it is energy, okay? Banking is a representation of energy gained, okay? For example, a car's worth, I don't know, 20,000 units of energy. That's dollars. That's what it is. It's meant to be like a resource, like a transferred energy of like a bunch of corn can be turned into dollars, a bunch of oil can be turned into dollars. $1,000. That's how they grease the wheels of the entire economy. That's how people can exchange things without having to barter immensely and have an incredibly complicated system. Got one means of exchange, great. And unfortunately, thanks to the oil companies like Rockefeller Oil, who incidentally gave patents to the Nazis so that the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, was able to get off the ground at all during World War II. Thank you very much, war financiers, for that.
Thank you, Prescott Bush.
Yeah, thank you, Prescott Bush. Charged under the Trading with the Enemy Act, got off it, you know, later on, and then became a senator. Isn't that lovely? And what happened
and
now is that...
followed.
And moving on from the money as energy, we've also got oil as energy. Now, if you can point to a product in your home today or a product that you're wearing that wasn't made with the process of oil, point it out to me, and I'll be very, very shocked and surprised. Everything has oil in it, or everything either runs on oil, okay? They have cornered the market on energy, which means they have cornered the ability for anybody to advance their countries or themselves whatsoever. They have total control over the world through the control of two substances. One of them is worth nothing, and the other one is abundant beyond all belief.
And exactly. That's,
if you control the resources, you control the people, you know? Simple as that. Control the food, the energy, everything, you will control the people.
And that's as for marijuana / hemp, people get the wrong idea why it's illegal. Actually, hemp happens to be one of the most useful resources around the world. It cannot be monopolized, which is a problem. You can make so many things with that: clothing. You can make biodegradable bottles and material objects, you know.
But you can make you can even make car paneling, okay? You can make biofuel from it at four times the rate of sugarcane, which is what they use for biofuel in Colombia.
Right. It cannot be monopolized. It's illegal? Exactly. No. Cigarettes and alcohol are a lot worse. They're not illegal. What's the problem here? Oh, wait. They monopolized those two things, actually.
No, they don't want you doing that because it makes you a pacifist. They like.
Right. And as for that AIDS thing, and if we say it's made by the government and then they say, no, it's not. It was made by some guy having intercourse with a monkey. All right. You think that guy is going to go back to humans someday after that incident? Number two, you can go on the United States patent website. And you can find the cure for AIDS. They had it since 1997. On their very own website, they tell you, and they tell you how it works. So if you don't believe that, there's my evidence for that. They said it themselves.
I mean, as far as the AIDS thing goes, if you just go on YouTube and you YouTube Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R, AIDS, a couple of years ago, they released thousands of vaccines laced with the AIDS virus that went into Europe. And I recommend people check that out because it's definitely worth looking into.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show with us today. You can look up Billions MC on YouTube or go to genocideramp.com for our two very special guests here today. Thanks very much for coming on the show today, guys. And Billions, you've got about maybe 20 seconds to knock out some freestyle over the end music. Go for your life.
Yo, the government's corrupt business, we gotta end it like this. It was a good interview when I was telling you about what they're planning to do. World control, world domination, corrupting the Middle Eastern nations just for the oil. You don't say the government is spoiled, so don't leave me interrupted when I tell you about how they're corrupted. And this one's better than the first, and rapping to me is a curse. Gotta tell you what the problem is and what the problem will be. The replete, Billions, Machete, MC. Okay.